Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today as we get set to preview the Tennessee Titans versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Round two for these division foes. Titans coming off of a bye. The Jaguars coming off of a absolute beatdown to the Los Angeles Rams. We'll let you know what all is happening for both of these two teams. But before we get into that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline is back and better than ever with a new web interface for the rest of the NFL and NBA season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Right now, Denard, the Titans, a double-digit favorite. Last I checked, it was still at 11. So the odds makers are saying that this is a game that, even though the Titans have been banged up, is one in which they should still win pretty comfortably. But head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. That's BLEAV50. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Denard, just getting into it, I know last time you and I spoke, we were talking about the playoff race and everything that was happening and how the Titans, if the Bills won on Monday Night Football, the Titans would be back as the one seed. Unfortunately, that did not happen. Weather was crazy in that game, but the Patriots ultimately pulled out the win and they head into their bye week at 9-4. So the Titans still sitting as the second team in the AFC right now, and they're a whole game behind the Patriots, plus the Patriots own the tiebreaker. So the Titans uphill battle if they're wanting to get that first round bye in the playoff, but it is what it is. So Denard, as we head into this final stretch and we're getting set for the Jacksonville Jaguars, what is the one thing you want the team to really have their focus set on?
Turnovers and capitalize on your opportunities when they present the, it's nothing that the other team has done. You look at the game the week before last against New England, and it was like, okay, we're going to do to ourselves next. And that was really what was disappointing. It was the interception in the red zone that would have, again, that 6 points. You're talking about the two fumbles. That was huge. You're talking about the Titans end up fumbling on the 30-yard line, going punching in for a score. And it's kind of like, okay, what's next? And then it was so moralizing. And you kind of saw in the second half that it really deflated the defense. You know, this is a team that said that when one unit makes a play, it galvanizes the other. And on the week before last, I mean, they've been in a bye week. It just seemed to, it was like a trickle what happened from the first half going into the second half. And that's what they have to get this week. So again, turnovers, you go back to the Houston game, five turnovers, 4 picks, and we talk about the muff punt. We haven't saw a season. We haven't talked about the inconsistency in the special teams until New England game, which was, we talk about the missed PAT. We haven't saw that all season. We haven't seen that all season. Randy has been money making the PATs and his field, and he missed a 44-yard field goal. So once again, it's about eliminating self wounds and turnovers.
I'm with you, and not just on limiting our own turnovers, but creating turnovers. The two games coming in to this week that the Titans last played on that two-game losing streak, they were losing the turnover margin 9-0. And as we know, that is not going to be a recipe that is going to allow this team to win, especially whenever you look at what they are still battling with on the injury front. Now, on that note, the Titans could possibly be getting a few guys back. I know they put 3 guys on the IR, designated to return from IR list, yes. And that included
Julio
Jones, Dane Cruikshank, and it also included Racy McMath, wide receiver LSU, who's been playing in the special teams game. Again, there are also some guys that weren't put on IR, but we had missed the last couple of weeks. You know, you've been missing some guys that hopefully you can get back and can allow this team to not have to worry about the depth issue so much and can provide some quality snaps for the team. Denard, we're facing Jacksonville. Last time we played them, we won 37-19, but it really was a lot closer than that score indicates. Now, also in that game, you had Derrick Henry carry the ball 29 times for 130 yards and 3 touchdowns. We know we're not going to get that. We did see in the New England game that Deontay Foreman and Dontrell Hilliard were able to put some yards in the run game department. Now, it didn't really translate to getting into the end zone at the scoring rate in which we would need to win, but it at least showed that, hey, this run game still has some power to it, some ability, and the Titans can hopefully use that to help open some options for Ryan Tannehill. For the offense, Denard, outside of limiting turnovers, what is it you really want to see whenever we get on the field this Sunday against Jacksonville?
D, I want to see this team build the running game. Man, you've been going at it about this run game these last few weeks, ever since Derek has gotten hurt, and much of our fans and our audience, they've been saying, Denard, with the running game. And Sunday before last, I think there was two great players that answered that, and that was Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman. Listen, Debo, I love this because I was going through the day really breaking down some film, and I looked at the game against Houston. So, Debo, you think about between Dontrell and Deontay. Go back to the Houston game with Dontrell. He had 7 carries for 35 yards. Against New England, he torched that defense. I mean, that was a good defensive line that New England has. And he, hit 131 yards. Imagine between Deion and Dontrell, you get this kind of production Sunday against Jacksonville. That would be a huge momentum. And it would be huge for this team. It would really help this offense get going, because if you get that running game going like they were last time in Jacksonville in October, guess what it will do? It ends up opening that perimeter. That's where guys like Chester and Nick Westbrook, Akine, and Des Fitzpatrick, how they can go to work. And I just think that I want to see them build on what they do 2 weeks ago against New England, and that's run the football.
I'm with you, and in that department as well, the Titans could be getting Jeremy McNichols back. I know we don't expect a whole lot from him in the run game, but as far as that third down back being involved in the passing game, that could also be a threat that Jacksonville's having to prepare for. It remains to be seen on whether he's going to be able to go, but it's just the possibility of having him back. And Kari Blossengame, another guy that could potentially be back as far as the fullback for the Titans, who, as we know, whenever it comes to running, I mean, if you can have a really good fullback, it can make up for a lot of other issues. And, I mean, we saw that Monday night with the Patriots, Jacob Johnson able to go in there and help set the edge. So the Titans obviously are going to be looking to get things going in the run department against the Jaguars. Jaguars have just really been struggling in a lot of phases. I know when we first met, they were 0-5. You now look at them, and it's not gotten much better, to be honest. I mean, they're right now only got 2 wins on the season. And in those 2 wins, they had 23 points against Miami. And then in the other win, they only scored 9. So it's one of those things. And that was against the Bills, who have really been struggling as of late. But you look at Trevor Lawrence, he's not really been lighting it up. In his last few games, last 5 games, he's only thrown for over 200 yards 1 time. And that came in a 21-14 loss to the Falcons. So looking at that Jaguars offense, they haven't really been doing a whole lot to get things rolling. And so the Titans need to take advantage of that. And Denard, that goes back to, you're talking about the Titans and limiting turnovers, but they just need to go out there and create havoc for a young quarterback who has not been living up so far to a lot of the expectations that were thrown on him at the beginning of the season. And I know a lot of those expectations were placed in a position where it's like there's not a likelihood that he is going to actually be able to meet this standard. But it's been a rough go for him. For a guy who has won everywhere he's ever been in his career up until this point, he's now sitting with a team that's 2-10 and really does lack a lot of weapons around him that can create some magic on that offense. And so, Denard, last time that the Titans played the Jaguars, one thing that they had go for them that was really pretty special was James Robinson had 149 yards on the ground.
And that's their offense, Debo. I mean, against the Rams, he had, what, 24 yards rushing? And you're talking about last year, he torched this Titans team. He was really the difference maker. And he was really, really the difference maker on their offense. He really is the focal point of this. If you can stop this running game, Davey, you pretty much eliminate their offense. It's not so much of what Jacksonville presents. It's what the Titans are, what they come out and what they're able to do. Listen, when the Titans come out and they set the tone, to me, Debo, this would be the difference. It's going to be on the play of our defensive line. Now, I'm like you, Davey. I don't know who's going to Sunday, but I do know one thing. Mr. Jeffrey Simmons is going to have a big say-so of how the outcome of this game ends up, as well as Harold Landry. Now, Harold was on a tear for pretty much about, what, 10, 11 weeks, and then all of a sudden against New England, he's been kind of like, Harold, where are you at, baby? We need you. And now, I tell you what, they got this rest, and what we're going to need is for those two players, because I don't know if T.R. Tard, I don't know if he's going to be back. Naquan, he's been banged up. We don't even know, Davey, who's going to be at linebackers. Will we see Dong Jr.? I'm hoping so, but that's the greatest thing about the bye week is I want to see it get their playmakers back, because if so, and we stop this running game, then that makes Jacksonville, when they're one-dimensional, Davey, and if right now they cannot run the football, and if you can eliminate Robinson from the game, I would say, hey, this should be a game where they can put a goose egg on. I wouldn't be surprised. But again, it's not about Jacksonville. It's about this defensive front setting the tone for the game.
The trenches this week, it's an area where the Titans definitely have the edge on both sides of the ball. And so if they can win that battle, it should make things a lot easier for everyone else on that roster. Now, the coaching staff, I'm sure that they've looked at it. Mike Vrabel's typically done pretty well against the Jags. Now, a big part of that is having Derrick Henry. And we know that Derrick's not there, but I do want to give Derrick a shout-out. He is the guy that was nominated for the Titans Walter Payton Man of the Year Award.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, it's definitely a big honor, and it's something that I know, D, you're not expecting him back this year, but I know a lot of Titans fans are, and so we don't have much of an update yet whenever it comes to Derrick, but it just goes to show you when you look at setting the tone in the trenches, and what happens when you get bad weather games, like Monday night was the perfect example. If you can run the ball, you can win those games. New England did something for the first time since like 1970 where they threw they had three pass attempts for Mac Jones and still won the game. It's just not something you see in today's age. And so we know how important that running game can be. And that's really where the Titans have to take advantage moving forward against these teams, because they're not going up against teams that have the best run defense. And I know that we'll continue to look ahead after we get outside of Jacksonville, but Pittsburgh, as great as they've been in the past, their defense isn't what it has been, and we know their offense is extremely anemic. And so you just know that the Titans have a great opportunity in front of them, and they just have to take advantage of it. Speaking of great opportunity, Denard, I want to say goodbye to dull gifts, because we got a heck of an opportunity for you right now, and it has to do with Lightbox. Now, Lightbox, that consists of lab-grown diamonds, and they will be the brightest gift of the year. Using cutting-edge technology and innovative techniques, Lightbox has cracked the science of sparkle, creating the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find at a light price of $800 per carat. They have the same chemical makeup of natural diamonds, but just are grown in a lab. Because of their process, they can create stones in blush pink and beautiful blue, as well as classic white. Lab-Box lab-grown diamonds are the gift they'll never want to take off, priced so they won't have to. They really do make any outfit sparkle. Visit LightboxJewelry.com to add sparkle to your holiday shopping. That's LightboxJewelry.com. Lightbox diamonds, never a dull moment. And the Titans can't afford a dull moment. They need that sparkle. They need what Lightbox has. They need that sparkle as we go on. And this is the game that's setting the tone for the final stretch, D. And I'm not sure what the weather's going to look like, but the Titans are going to be at home for what should be a good crowd in Nissan Stadium. And so right now we look at, fortunately, getting some of these guys back. And if you are the Titans, Denard, and we know that in the passing attack. We know we want to set up the run first. It's just how this team operates. But in the passing attack, what is something that they can do differently than what they did necessarily in New England to kind of get some of these guys going and help Ryan out?
Debo, I'm glad you asked that. So again, this is the second time these teams are going to face each other. Remember we talked about that. It's like you really can't show them anything new. It's like at this time of year, especially a division game, and you're facing your opponent for the second time, you know. But let's go back to the first game. And there was put it on my Twitter, on our Twitter, about the creative play calling from Denard Walker. I thought that was pretty awesome. But you remember the first game before half, and we didn't have there was no Julio, but we saw a heavy dose of Michael Pruitt getting open. You remember he went up for the touchdown before half, but you know what set that up? It was like four other guys touched the ball. Remember like the direct snap to Cam, who's made a great play, a great run. Then Derek would hit him, and then all of a sudden they had like a reverse to Chester. Again, you find ways to put the ball into the hands of your playmakers. And I love that play calling, because that's what you have to do. It's being creative. So again, yes, I love that play calling. I love that series in the Jacksonville game. And that's what's going to have to happen Sunday, Debo. They're going to have to find ways on the perimeter to Nick Westbrook, Akine, some slants. They're going to have to find some ways to get the ball to Chester on some reverses. Just let these guys get into the flow of the game. But again, what I'm anticipating, Debo, is a heavy dosage of running the football. We always talk about this. You will not win in this league unless you do what, Debo?
Set the tone on the ground.
Set the tone on the ground. It's all about running the football. And again, it's all about the trenches, and it's about Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman getting going early. If these two, if they start rolling Sunday, D, we're going to go to this party. It's going to be a party thrown, just like the game against the Rams.
Yeah. The one thing, Denard, I want to see that the Titans can really set themselves up for success, it revolves around just not having any penalties that are going to put you behind the sticks. You look at how we were running the ball against New England, but there were a time or two where you got a holding penalty and it put you back at around first and 20. And whenever you did that, with the lack of ability to really move the ball through the air, New England was able to stop you at least three times before you gained 20 yards on the ground. So can the Titans not have those penalties that put you backwards and it makes it really difficult to pick it up? And I mean, they're just drive killers. That's what they are. The Titans can't afford that. I know it's Jacksonville, but like we've said, I mean, this is finally an opportunity to where you're going to have to find a rhythm with some of these guys if you're not getting all these other players back healthy. And Ryan, it starts with Ryan. I know that it's been frustrating to watch the last couple of weeks, but I really do hope that after the bye week, some rest and recovery, they're coming back with that focus needed to go into this final stretch and to come out with a really great seed in the playoffs and to get ready for hopefully making a run in the playoffs. Because, I mean, I know what our limitations are, and it's not been great looking at the issues surrounding the Titans and who's available. But that said, you can't make excuses. You just got to go out there. I know Coach Vrabel is not going to allow for the excuses. And so what can you do to go out and prove that this team is capable of still winning at a high level in this league? And Denard, for heading into this game, I mean, what are you anticipating happening? I'm going to go ahead and I want to get your prediction as well.
Well, what I'm anticipating, number one, is eliminating the mistakes, the turnovers, Davey. Go back to Houston game. You would have thought it was like, okay, well, is Houston put their players in a Tennessee uniform and vice versa to Tennessee put their players? Because the Titans had five turnovers. We talked about what Coach Cooley was what he alluded to about his team was the reason that they've only won one game at that point was the turnovers, D. And then you saw the Tennessee Titans, they had five turnovers. You cannot win in this league when you turn the ball over that many times. We saw that too against New England. We're talking about the two fumbles and the costly interception in the end zone. That will get you beat. So again, the first thing that Coach Vrabel is telling his players, let's eliminate the turnovers, guys. This is what's hurting us. It's not the other teams. It's not Houston. It's not New England. It's the turnovers. And let's get back to our DNA. I know we're banged up. We've used over 190,000 players this year, and we're probably going to be using some more. We're probably going to have to go on the street and get Davey Hudson and Denard Walker. I don't know if that happens. Everybody, get out of town. But again, eliminate the turnovers. And what you want at this point is play the way that you've been playing all year. And that's mistake-free, playing together, and let your trenches, your guys in the trenches, let them dig the course of the game. Ryan, don't try to do it on your own. I know what Ryan's trying to do. That's called pressing. He has a different supporting cast now, Debo. He no longer has as his lead actor Derrick Henry. Derrick the King is gone. There's no Marcus Johnson who stepped up and played a great supporting role. AJ's out. Julio, we don't know his. Josh Reynolds is released. He's got a new entourage. Chester Rogers, Nick West, Kene, Dez Fitzpatrick, their fourth rounder, and Mr. Cody Hollister. So you have a different array of players. So now it's just finding that chemistry and develop continuity with these four and let the running game continue to progress. If they can do that, and if Jeffrey Simmons can just take over, and Harold and Jeffrey needs to just go ahead and take over that defensive front and say, listen, everything on this defense will be predicated on how we play. If this team play the way that they're capable of playing the next 5 weeks, Davey, I promise you they will be in the playoffs and in contention for a first-round bye when it's all done. 29 sacks and 9 interceptions, by the way, Debo.
Okay. Is that also going to be your score? Are you predicting a 29-9 win?
I'm going to Titans big this week. They're going to put up 31 points in Jacksonville. I'm going to at least give them 14.
I would love to see it. The Titans have not been able to get over that 30-point threshold since Derek has gone down. The highest since is 28 against the Rams, and a good portion of that came courtesy of your defense. But again, your defense was able to get a touchdown last time we played Jacksonville. The thing for Jacksonville is they have not won a game on the road, Denard, and I really don't want to see that happen this week. Again, I know this team plays to their competition. It is extremely infuriating when you go back and you look at the Titans' season record and you see that two of those losses came to two of the worst teams in the league, in the Texans and in the Jets. And so the Jaguars are right there in the mess with those two teams whenever it comes to being the worst of the AFC. So the Titans definitely cannot afford a letdown to the worst team, if not one of the worst, if not the worst team left on their schedule. I expect the Titans to win this game, but I go back to you fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. I'm not getting fooled again, but I will predict the Titans win, but I'm not saying big. I do think it's going to be a close one, but I got the Titans winning this one 20-13. Will be a close game. I think it'll come down to it, but I just need a win from the Titans. Survive in advance, and then get ready for the Steelers. That is where I am at. I hope it is a bloodbath. I hope that the Titans are sitting pretty.
Bloodbath.
I know, man. It's like, just get those Jaguar pelts and just put them out there for everyone to look at. That's what I need. Again, we'll see. Perfect opportunity. I'm interested to see what the roster looks like as far as who's active come game day, and if we get a lot of these guys back healthy and ready to provide a much-needed spark to this team. But that is going to wrap it up for us today. Denard, thank you for joining me, sir. Enjoying talking about this team, and hopefully they are able to give us a show come Sunday.
You need a hug.
I need something, man. I need this team to come out. The team can make me so much happier by just showing that they're able to force some turnovers and just limit the dumb mistakes, because whenever they have had some of these turnovers as of late, it has just been such a gut punch. And I don't want to see it Sunday. I enjoyed this past weekend just not having to stress about football. And I know with the Titans coming back on Sunday, I need a solid performance all around. I'm not going to ask for too much, but this team should absolutely win this game. And so I guess you and I will both find out what they're able to do, and we'll be back to talk to the good people following that game, breaking that down, and hopefully we're talking about a Titans win. But that is going to do it for us today. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by Bet Online on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.